Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. And we've been talking about the NFL Combine and kind of a cross between the Underwear Olympics meets a big old job interview. And, of course, a lot of winter meetings and behind-the-scenes discussions starting off the NFL offseason. So to talk about the New York Jets and what they might do in the draft and free agency and the franchise tag and all that sort of good stuff, we bring in Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic, who covers the Jets. Hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm good, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Before we get into the combine in Indianapolis, which, of course, a lot going on there. Another big piece of news that did hit this week is that the NFL players and the Players Association do an annual survey, and the Jets did not rate very well, did not score very well in their ratings from the players. Do you get the sense, or is there any conversation behind the scenes or any sense about owner Woody Johnson and addressing any of these issues or caring about the fact that the Jets don't do well in general, did poorly and do worse than the Giants?
I haven't really gotten a good sense of that necessarily. I don't think people are necessarily like angry or mad at Woody. I think they ranked last. The one area they ranked last in was in terms of like time spent, like the coaching staff, how long they keep them in meetings and stuff like that. But so that's, I think that's more of a concern. And I think that's the second straight year they've been down there. So that's a concern that the coaching staff likely has to address the team, because obviously that time spent hasn't led to more winning or anything like that. So I think there's something to that at least. But I don't get the sense necessarily that anybody's particularly upset with Woody. I think just everybody's just tired of losing more than anything.
Yeah. All right. So now let's dive in. And with all the issues that and work behind the scenes and things that can happen in Indianapolis, the first that always happens at the combine is that the general managers actually do talk to the media. So what did you take away from Joe Douglas's message from the combine?
The biggest message, he had to take a lot of heat because, in the last week, the Jets have dealt with criticism of Mecole Hardman, and obviously there was a lot of aftermath with that. There was all the Deion Dawkins comments. There's the stuff that Woody said a few weeks ago about how impatient he's getting. So Joe Douglas had to tackle all of that head on, and I think his general message is we have to earn respect and we have to win. And I think that's kind of the feeling around the building right now. Like, I think last year you heard them talking a lot in a way like they felt like they already had arrived, and I think you saw pretty quickly that they were one player away from not arriving. So I think that last year really put them on their butt, and I think they learned a lot from that, and you hope that they learned the right lessons.
You mentioned Mecole Hardman, the receiver who the Jets had picked up and then decided that they didn't have much use for. He went back to the Chiefs and, of course, was an instrumental part of them winning another Super Bowl. And with his comments, it certainly sounded like tampering, like Mecole Hardman having conversations while he was on the Jets, saying to the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, hey, come get me. How likely do you think there will be some sort of tampering penalty that the Jets will maybe get a draft pick or something out of this?
I'm not so sure, because I think they would need to have some sort of evidence that there was contact made, or somebody would need to come forward and admit it. and I'm not sure that will happen. I think the Jets will want them to launch an investigation based on what McCall Harbin said, and I think they're well within their right. And if he really did reach out to Brett Veach in particular and say, go get me, then that absolutely is a violation. So I'm very interested to see what comes of this. And a lot of times these teams, instead of hiding the information, they wind up coming forward. You saw that happen with the Cardinals and the Eagles last year with Jonathan Gannon. They, like, contacted him while he's still working for the Eagles without permission, and they wound up chagrined the trade draft pick, essentially. So I'm curious to see what happens there for sure.
All right. Now, looking at the, at the combine, Jets obviously with that first round draft pick. Well, let's talk about it. The biggest needs, some teams you can argue, well, the biggest need is this or that or whatever. For the Jets, the biggest need seems to be practically the entire offensive line. I guess there's two positions you can say. They have two offensive linemen at this point. So is it a given that the Jets just hold tight and draft an offensive lineman, or do you get a sense they might, trade up, trade back? What do you think is going to be their approach to the first round?
Yeah, I think free agency is really going to dictate what they do, because they have three holes on the offensive line, as you alluded to. They need to get a wide receiver too. I think those are two spots they're going to address in free agency, and how successful they are in doing that will kind of dictate what they draft. So if they go into free agency and the trade market and they are able to fill all three slots, then you can take the best offensive player available. Or if you get a receiver and two offensive linemen, it's going to be pretty clear that they need to get an offensive lineman. Ideally, you don't want to go into a draft where everybody knows what you're going to get, but I think the Jets feel pretty good about getting a good offensive tackle at 10. I'd be surprised if they traded up, not shocked, but it wouldn't shock me if they traded back if they were able to accomplish a lot in the free agency.
In terms of this particular draft, something as an example, Daniel Jeremiah, from NFL Network saying that no secret, the depth of this draft, the strength of this draft, wide receiver, offensive line, and quarterback. And that happens to match up well with what the Jets need. So if we do sort of say, all right, they probably go offensive line in the first round. Any sense in terms of the wide receivers that you saw this week of somebody that you could see would be a particularly good fit for the Jets or they might be interested in?
I think they need to get a better number two wide receiver. I don't think they should limit themselves in terms of skill set. Ideally, somebody who's an outside receiver more than a slot. There's a lot of talented receivers. If we're talking at number 10 at if by some miracle, like a Malik Nabers fell that far, I don't think he will. I think he'd be hard to pass up. Roma Dunn from Adunze from Washington, I think, is going to be an absolute stud. And Brian Thomas from LSU is an intriguing guy. I don't think 10 might be a little high. And then if he falls to the third round, there's a kid from Michigan named Roman Wilson, who's very athletic and can make really impressive catches. And Jeff Holbrook got a good look at him at the Senior Bowl. I think he'd be a guy to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's right. Without the second round pick from the Jets because of the Rodgers trade. So they're looking at one and then you're falling back to three. But again, there is a lot of depth in this draft. And, in terms of the quarterback position, which, Jets obviously not going there in certainly not the first round. Even the third with all of their needs, I would assume that the priority right now, win this year, and win around Aaron Rodgers. But once you get to call it day three, we're on day three, and the Jets have, we're in a later round. Could you see them potentially drafting a developmental quarterback? And if so, who would be somebody is there anybody that, any either rumors or somebody that caught your eye?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I've been saying all offseason, I think teams in general should be in the habit of trying to take flyers on quarterbacks on day three. And I do envision that being a very good possibility. I think what we're going to learn really fast in this draft is if Joe Douglas is general managing to save his job or if he's general managing to, you know, cultivate the best possible future for the Jets. If it's the latter, then I think if they draft a quarterback, absolutely. If it's the former, then maybe they don't, because he'd be drafting a quarterback for the next GM, hypothetically. So I do envision that happening. Although I still need to study the quarterback. So I don't really have a good answer for you on the day three targets yet. I'm still working through that, but I do envision them targeting somebody on day three.
Talking to Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic about the Jets. Another couple pieces of business that are going to hit the Jets quickly. One, of course, is Zach Wilson. And do you, you know, the combine would be a great place to gauge any trade value, regardless of, you know, the Jets might have to, you know, eat contract or whatever. But what are you hearing potentially? Is there any trade market for Zach Wilson, or do you think they'll just have to release the player?
Yeah, you know, I think the issue they're running into is the team that acquires him is going to have to take on $5 million, which isn't a lot for a good backup quarterback, which I think he can be. But the Jets are essentially trying to save that money, and if no trade suitors come about, then they have to cut him and they save no money. So there's, I think, some teams are looking at it like, why do I need to trade for a guy who has to compete to be my backup? So I think what you might see is if they do trade him, it might be the sort of situation where the Jets attach a draft pick to him for somebody to take him off their hands. So they save that $5 million in an offseason where they need to save a bunch of money if they're going to make a run out of a bunch of guys. So if he does wind up getting traded, I think you might see it in a situation where they attach a draft pick to him. And it's not ideal for a guy who drafted second overall really recently, but that's kind of the hand they're dealt right now.
Do you hear anything there around the league of thoughts on Zach Wilson? I know, obviously, Jets fans, for the most part, have a fairly low opinion of his play. But is there a sense that around the league that he can be fixed, redeemed, there's upside with other teams?
I think it depends on the definition of fixed here. I think there are definitely teams that view him as a, you know, very talented QB2 with somebody who can maybe step in and become something more with some development. But I don't think anybody envisions him living up to like the billing that he had coming out. So I think there are definitely teams around the league that see that this is a kid of talent who can make some plays that a lot of other quarterbacks can't. And so that's why I really do believe there's going to be some interest in him. It's just a matter of if teams wait out the Jets and let him become a free agent, or if they actually try and trade for him.
Big decision that'll be coming up this week on Tuesday. Teams are going to have to decide if they're going to use the franchise tag and if they are, on who. In terms of the Jets, is it, you know, first of all, let's just start with Bryce Huff. Do you anticipate that they will use the franchise tag for him?
No, I do not. Joe Douglas already said that as of, I think it was Wednesday when we talked to him, they were not planning to. And that's kind of what I've been hearing all offseason. I don't see them doing that. It's a lot of money for a guy that, you know, is technically a backup for them. So ultimately, they're going to let him hit free agency, I think. And it's a risk. And, you know, I just think he's a guy that's going to make a lot of money in the open market. He's been open about saying he wants to make the most possible money. And he wants to go somewhere he's going to play more and be more of a full-time player. And he's just not going to have that in New York. So, you know, I envision him leaving, and it's not a great look for a team to develop a homegrown talent like that. He's 25 years old at a premium position, coming off a great year, and they're just going to let him walk out the door for nothing. And I think that's a bad look.
I understand that the Jets have depth and they've drafted at edge rusher, certainly. But when you look at his win rate as a pass rusher and versus his usage, are you anticipating that he's going to, you know, I don't know if we can say break out, because he's been quite a good player with the Jets, but if he gets significantly more playing time, more reps, do you anticipate that he's going to be you know, a real breakout player in the league with upside.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, you know, I think he still has to prove something as a run stopper, though I don't think he's as bad at that area as he gets credit for. But I think he's a guy that if you give him more snaps in an offense, on a defense especially that maybe is playing winning football, so there's a lot more passing on the other end, I think you're going to see a guy who's going to get 10 sacks a year. And those are hot commodities in the NFL, and that's why I think he's going to make some good money. He's as fast and athletic as any edge rusher in the NFL. He has a legit elite skill set, and guys that have that have a place in this league, and they always will.
And then in terms of free agency, which, you know, it's a fast follow. We hit the combine, then we hit, you know, from there, of course, you got to make decisions on the franchise tag. And then, you know, then comes first the, you know, call it legal tampering. You know, on the 11th, you can start have teams can start having conversations with free agents or their agents. And then the 13th is the start of signing contracts and free agency. Are there any names that you think we should Jet fans should keep their eye on in terms of the Jets?
Yeah, you know, in terms of the big names, I do think they're going to be in on the conversation for a guy like Tyron Smith, the offensive tackle from the Cowboys, is going to be available. I think his price is going to be pretty big, but he still has a need. Some risk there with all his injury history. I think Calvin Ridley is a guy they're going to target at receiver. You know, there's a few receivers that if they hit free, it's like a Mike Evans or a Michael Pittman, I think they would at least be in the conversation. And on the lower end, you know, there's a, you know, the Packers have a guard named John Runyon who played with Aaron Rodgers. He would fill a need. I think he'd probably be an upgrade over what they had last year, and I think he's the guy to keep an eye on for sure.
Good bloodlines, John Runyon, so at the position. Were you surprised at all, given the needs on the offensive line? I know Laken Tomlinson had a bad season. Were you surprised that they let him go, given how, you know, now it's like you got to fill 3/5 of starting positions on the offensive line, let alone depth?
Yeah, I think the root of, like, the mild surprise I had is bad. It's that you're choosing to, now you have another hole that you just created that you have to fill. You know, that money you're going to use is just going to go towards the same position. So you're essentially paying Laken and somebody else for that job. And I think he definitely did not live up to his contract. I think he was maybe better than the fans believed him to be. So it wasn't a surprise. I thought maybe they would try harder to get him to agree to a pay cut. Maybe they did, and he said no. I don't know. But ultimately, I wouldn't say it's a huge surprise. But yeah, I think you never want to go into an offseason and have to fill 3 out of 5 offensive line positions in a win now year with a 40-year-old quarterback. So I'm very curious to see how Joe Douglas swings on the offensive line.
All right. And then just finally, if you were a scout who attended the NFL Combine, give me one player that would be your plant your flag guy, somebody that just popped off, I don't know, the turf, the measurable, something for you, someone who caught your eye.
I'm a University of Arizona alum, so I'm going to show some bias here, but I really like there's a receiver named Jacob Cowing. He's a little undersized, but I think he has some explosiveness to him, and he's kind of got a little Tank Dell to him, I think. So he's kind of an intriguing middle round receiver that I would take a look at as like one of those gadget players that have become so big in the NFL.
Yeah, we've certainly seen it, and when the speed is there, those sort of players having a lot of success. All right, Zach, always appreciate the time. People should be following you on social as well as at The Athletic, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, Laurie, great talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.